saving money is about to get even easier because a brand new Walmart Supercenter is opening soon near you. Now you can find low prices you can trust every day on all your grocery favorites, like fresh produce, quality meats, and more. Plus, let our pharmacy take care of all your prescription and over-the-counter medication needs. With Walmart, saving is simple.
Your new Walmart Supercenter is scheduled to open on March 30th at the corner of Mill Road and Luther Road in Red Bluff.
Save money, live better, Walmart.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful, amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi, I'm thrilled to tell you today that we have a very giving, trustworthy, and beloved member of our community that has agreed to allow her private session to be recorded to share with you not only what happens in a private session, but as you know, whenever we do this, their information, just like any of the radio shows, their information is your information, yours is theirs, and so everybody wins. So thank you so much, beautiful person, for joining us. I'm not going to mention names today, but we're so happy and so honored that you have joined us. And we're going to start this session by coming into an agreement that everything we want and everything we need around why you called today is delivered to us with the highest information, knowledge, and understanding at the end. The energy is shifted. Are you in agreement with that?
Yes.
Perfect. And we're directing our hearts to be open and merged entirely with our whole brain in this moment of now. And so it is. Good, we're ready to go. So anything you would like to talk about?
Okay. Well, as usual, the timing of this session is absolutely perfect.
Isn't it funny how it works that way?
Oh, gosh. This has been a week for me where I'm in the process of making a pretty big decision, and I thought I knew what decision I'd make, and now I'm in a period of not knowing. And
okay, they want to correct you there. It's not a period of not knowing. You know what you know. It's a period of doubting what you know. So, you know, I don't have it in front of me. I read often this little blurb on confidence. Confidence is the opposite of doubt. And we often doubt how smart we are. We doubt that we are going to have the money, that we doubt that we're the creators of ourselves, but we never doubt that we're less than who we should be. So they want you to be clear about that because you've moved into doubt. And the first thing they want to deal with is why. So we're going to the sheet. They're going to straight to a core belief. Hang on. This page. This page. Here. 10. Okay. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. So this is toward someone I'm getting that it's a male. And that's what's thrown you into some doubt here about this decision that you've been made. So even though I love you, and love, you know, think of it on the general terms.
Yes.
Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you. I'm threatened, and that could be I'm threatened by your power. I'm threatened that you don't know what you are speaking of to me. I'm threatened that you might hurt me in some way. And so the doubt is coming in as part of the ego to go, gee, do I want to get rid of this person? So that being said, let's march on. Oh, wait, they want us to balance that, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Okay, so march ahead, Macduff.
So it was, even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and...
And I'm glad to get rid of you.
Glad to get rid of you. Okay. So I'm going to have to make sense of this for me. I know there's doubt present, and that's part of, you know, all week I've been dealing with the story of what's happening and then my own relationship with myself. And I've always, I've been aspiring to want to be able to live my life and make decisions from a high vibration. And so I pray, I meditate, I do whatever I can for that. And it's like this hard wiring inside of me, doubt. I separate when it's time
yes.
of real stress. I get
perfectly
so,
said.
Yeah, I separate from God. If we'll say God,
yourself.
I separate from myself, and anxiety and emotions and worry come right up front, and that overwhelms me. And yeah, I'm separated from all of the ways you teach and anyone else would teach, and the ways that I love to live my life. I go into this place of complete separation, and then I suffer. I get high
yes,
anxiety.
Yes, you get rid of your real self.
Yes, I get rid of my real self. So then I get really pissed off with myself because I know better, you know, like it's not that this is new for me.
Well,
I know,
but this is a classic example of what we're working on in the community right now. This is your subconscious story, definition, fighting your conscious and your superconscious, which is the God of you, right?
Mm,
yeah. Okay, so this is an opportunity for you to become aware of, and for you to put down this old story of doubt and confusion. This is also, you can say, this is the ego that's taking you down, and you're starting to understand the core belief more. Even though I love you, person that I am, I'm threatened by you and your doubt, or your subconscious is, that's where we're going. Okay, so let's say this is the subconscious part of you talking to you. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you. I'm threatened by what you're learning here. I'm threatened by this new information of yours. I'm threatened by this enlightenment of yours. And so I'm glad when I can bring in the doubt, because then it gets rid of this thing that threatens me, and it threatens me because my job is to keep you in fear so that you can stay safe.
Yes. Yes.
Now we understand what that core belief is. And it's interesting because they're saying it is the male side of you. So can you speak to me about your father?
Well, my father, when I was growing up, was always very sick. Mm-hmm. He had many heart attacks. And I think my mom actually was the stronger one. I was closer to my dad. We were very alike, very kind man. He had a very tough history. He had to retire early because of illness.
Yeah. And so you see the subconscious story that's going on here, my love, is I'm not the creator of me, especially around my health. And because of the words that you used, I like that part of myself. That's a kind part of myself. You know, when you put words together like that, he was this, he was sickly, he was that, but he was a very kind man. That tells me that the two things are joined. So being sick, being ill, and kindness and gentleness have kind of become combined for you, so that when you move into your power of knowing who you are and what you really want, you kind of go into fear and doubt then, because it's not the gentle part of you that's knowing.
Yes.
It's the powerful part of you that's knowing. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. And another ripple of that, though, Dee, for me, is that I truly get scared of making the wrong decision.
You also get scared of making the right decision. So that means you're scared of making a decision.
Yes, probably. I get immobilized and the anxiety goes really high.
Yep, and they want to give you a core belief around that. And again, we're going back to your dad. This page here. Yeah, I can never be God. So that means I can never be God. I can never be the creation of me. I can never be the person that makes the choice around what I want to create. And if you know what it is you want, and yet you have that belief, is I can never be the person that chooses what she wants, that's going to create a lot of anxiety. Do you understand how that works?
I think so.
It's like I want to be an actress. I want to be an actress, but I can't ever be the person who chooses to be an actress. So I just stay all my life wishing that I could be. And that makes me anxious, because there's a part of me that's driving myself to meet my dreams and meet my goals and meet my expectations and meet my health and meet my wealth, right? But the belief in me is so strong that I don't have the power to do that, because I can't ever be the God of me, that I just live in anxiousness about trying to make it happen all my life.
Yeah. It's like there's a part of me that believes that, you know, when God was kind of producing us all, he or she kind of left me out, you know, and
right.
I just didn't get that God power. That everyone else has it, but I don't. I'm reluctant to own it for fear of, I guess, just making a mistake or something.
No, you're in fear of owning it because you're in fear of your power. And you're in fear of your power because love for you was connected to the gentleness of your father, not the power of your mother, but the gentleness and the softness. Unfortunately, also, sickness is connected with that. So we have a spider web here of I'm afraid to claim my own power because then I won't be gentle, right? So I'm going to stay gentle, but because I'm gentle, I also have to create sickness because that's tied in with it.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's a fourth component also they want you to have. Sheets, book. Can you give me a movie, please?
The Sound of Music.
Okay. it's a good analogy, because if you think of the movie, I got chills all over me, the Sound of Music at the beginning was just one joyful, beautiful song of the statement of pure joy. However, at the end of the movie, the music was used to escape terrorism of the Nazi regime.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. So you're caught between the devil and the angel on your shoulder, and they keep arguing with each other.
Yes.
Okay. So again, it goes back to what we're working on right now is how do I integrate all of me into who I want to be, which is knowing that power is grace, that I absolutely can define power as the gentleness and the ease of creation, which creates health and wellness for me in pure joy. And in pure joy is the highest part of that that statement from the Sound of Music that you brought in.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So let's just stop and claim that right now and claim that we own that and direct ourselves to be integrated around that new belief, claiming the symbol of formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. Energy, yes, good. We shifted that, good. So,
okay. So, you're right, I do have, even though I would be perceived as being a very strong person and very capable, for me to own my own power, it does take me to a place of, well, people won't like me, or I'll look like a bitch, or I don't know. I guess I'm kind of used in some ways to being the little girl inside. And,
absolutely. Did you perceive your mother that way because she had to be powerful?
Possibly.
They're giving me the word tyrant.
Tyrant, yes. I wouldn't have used tyrant, but I remember she called me selfish, and I would have called it independent. She said I was always the selfish one of the family.
And, guys, you know, I want to say to the whole community, that's pretty much what we've all been taught, and that's why I created Bupalapalu, right there.
Mm-hmm.
That to be self-assured and to love yourself and to know who you are has always, in the past, been defined as selfish.
Yes, yes.
You know, and when you take it to the extreme forms, it can be tyrannical.
Right.
However, we know that we get to define, so here's another one of your enigmas. We get to define the definition of power, that this is what power means to me. This is how I define it. When I say I am powerful, it means I am this definition. Okay, of gentleness and forceful love. We can accept that, right? But you see, if you think you can't be God, then you don't have the right to define your own definition of power. So the core of all of this is you coming to terms and agreeing with yourself, directing your subconscious, creating new brain synapses around the joy and the love of self-creation. That's the highest thing you called about today.
Right.
That I have the right, I choose the right, I deserve the right, I accept the right of my own self-creation. and I take responsibility for it.
There's a real feeling of kind of loneliness that's coming in now, rather than joy. It's more of a feeling of I hear this, but I have yet to really feel it inside of me. It's like I'm listening to you rather than really feeling the truth of it.
Okay, so that's the fear coming up that you're going to be selfish. That's what you're feeling right now. So I know you have a love place. Can you go to your love place, please?
Yes.
Okay. What you did just then, did that feel good?
Yes.
Okay. What you did just then was self-create. You said, I'm going to choose love. I'm going to choose the experience of love. That is how you self-create. So you can choose, I choose the experience of fear around self-creation, and you can go into fear. It's not going to feel as good. And both of them are self-creation. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So why not choose to feel the places in self-creation that feel good and empowering? Because whether you choose those or you choose the other ones, you're still self-creating. You're not ever going to get away from self-creating. And so what your mom basically said was, don't self-create yourself being happy and glorious and fabulous and amazing, because that's selfish. Create yourself as keeping yourself small and keeping yourself more in fear and not claiming how fabulous you are, and then people will like you more. But
yes,
they're both self-creation, baby.
Yes, yes.
So,
yes. All right.
When
so
you look at it from that point of view, do you feel a little bit more powerful now than fearful?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I do. When you put it that way, I can close my eyes and I can take myself, for me it's to the ocean, and I can feel the sun and the water, and I can feel the feeling of warmth and love, or I can take myself, you know, to the feeling of worry.
Yeah,
the,
exactly. and the more you do that, the more your brain goes, oh, she wants to keep going back here. Let's go back to feeling good and knowing, you know, that we're our own creators. And one of the great things to do is write out and state and feel into I easily accept the new thought that I am the creation of me. That's what we have to teach our subconscious.
Okay. I'm just writing that down. I love that. I easily accept the new thought.
The new thought that I am the creation of me.
And
again, repetition while you're in your love place, writing stuff out always helps get it into your subconscious. The exercise that I've given you forever, jumping up and down while you're saying, I'm so happy I know I create me. I'm so happy I know I create me right now, right? It tells your brain, your body, your subconscious, everything that you already have it, that you're happy about it, and it's one of the easiest creation exercises we've ever been given.
So, Dee, what happens to me is that sometimes I can do this, and I love it, and other times I'm so anxious that I feel blocked. It's like I'm in survival. And I know the theory of all of this, but I get so anxious. And so then I stretch, and then I breathe, or I'll walk the dogs, or I'll do something as a way of trying to lower the anxiety, but it's like my nervous system has a life of its own. And now I'm battling a nervous system that's out of control.
No, you're not. No. Did you hear those words?
You said
nothing's
no,
I'm out of control because you're the creation of you. And let me explain what's going on. And you pretty much nailed what everybody says to me. You know, I get a handle on this for a while, and then I totally lose it, and I can't do it anymore. What you all are saying to me is I can stay conscious for a long time, and then my unconscious, my subconscious, starts telling its story again, and I forget, and I go into trying to multitask and take care of it instead of going back to the state where I know I'm the creation of me.
Mm.
So whenever that happens, guys, it's easy, it's simple. What's happening is you got a devil on one shoulder, an angel on the other, and the devil has taken the priority lead for a while. Now, do you have to know what it was that clicked you over into that? No. But you do have to be conscious that, oh, here I am again. I'm in that little devil place where I don't remember I'm the creation of me. Okay. Don't want to be here. How do I get back? Well, let's see. I know if I start laughing, that's one good way that I can detach so that I can make the choice to come back again. That, oh, I'm so happy I'm the creation of me. I'm so happy I'm powerful and I know that I get to make all my choices. I'm so happy I know that I'm the creation of me, right? And and that it's all joyful when I'm the creation of me. That's a really easy way, quick way, to turn yourself around. Going to your love place. Going, oh, I remember, this is the creation that I want to bring about in everything in my life, my body, my money, my relationships, my success, everything. Right?
Right. Now, for me, I'm going to have to bring in the whole theme of intuition because that's been holding hands with me over the past week is just how to access my intuition.
Okay, well, let's get a definition for what that is, okay?
Okay.
What's the definition of intuition for you?
Intuition is when I can feel a knowingness deep inside of me and I can bring awareness to that knowingness and even have it feel clear as to what it is.
Okay. How can you do that if you don't believe I am the creation of me?
That would be difficult.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You see, what happens then is I get a hit of my intuition and I can feel it. And then immediately, because I don't know that I'm the creation of me, I don't know that I am creating this message from my intuition, I go into doubt. And that's where we started this whole, you know, little session with, is doubt, right? And I go into doubt because my subconscious is scared to death to let me have that power.
Right. Right, right.
Right? And it's scared to death to let me have that power because I have the limiting belief I can never be God. So the subconscious is going, well, you don't know that you can create yourself, so I better keep pulling you back because you can't follow your intuition if you don't know that. So I better take over here. And then the little devil starts going, you better be afraid, you better shut down, you better keep yourself small again because you're safer here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I do understand that.
So then when your intuition guides you, you have to go into the confidence of following your guidance. And, you know, sometimes it's easier to practice on little things that we get hits about so that we can see, oh, my God, my guidance is always right. My guidance is always right. You know, I had an offer to do two pictures at the same time a few years ago. And one of them was a lot more money and in town than the other one was. And from my head, from common sense, right, it made sense to do the one that was in town and more money. But my guidance kept saying to me, Dee, no, take the other one. The other one's going to serve you more. So I did. And I ended up meeting a woman that I have ended up doing a lot of work with, my work and her work combined together. She's become a very close friend of mine and literally changed my life and how I looked at it. It expanded my work considerably, knowing this woman. So, you know, but it didn't make sense to our common mind. And it doesn't make sense to our common mind because our mind is there to doubt. So call it the mind, the subconscious, whatever you want to call it. It's the part of us that is not integrated into knowing that I'm the creation of me, and therefore I direct all my intuition through divine love to be the highest answer for me. I direct me, because I know this, to be brave and joyful in following that intuition, right? It didn't make any sense that they could get out of Austria by singing, but they did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, it doesn't make any sense that E.T. got back home by keeping his heart light on. But he did.
Right. Well, Dee, if I take this to this over this past week, I've been dealing with the decision of what to do with the restoration of my mouth because of the oral cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's whether or not to go just for a straight prosthesis, which means it's an appliance you put, a denture you put in and out, which would mean that my three front teeth, I would, they'd all be capped, so I'd kind of lose them. I mean, I keep them, but I'd kind of lose them as they are. Or whether I go for implants and do something different. And the information is still coming in. I get so, I don't know whether it's like I'm emotional in terms of, you know, making the, whatever it is, I just get all rattled. And so when I go for internal guidance and intuition and I am the creation of me, it's like I'm on quicksand at the same time. I'm saying that, and then I'm faced with this huge decision.
Okay.
And,
all right. Well, let's make a decision by the end of the session.
Okay.
Okay. They would like you to give me a song, please.
A song?
Uh-huh.
Edelweiss,
okay. So, interestingly enough, Edelweiss is a metaphor for the love place. Edelweiss, you know, that was the flower. Every morning you greet me, soft and sweet, right? Gosh, I can't remember the words. I know the song. So, in other words, seeing the flower every morning and what it stood for created happiness in their lives, made them happy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the decision they're saying is simple. We're going to feel into what makes you happier. Now, I'm not a doctor, but this is energetically how you make a decision.
Wow.
So, the first scenario is that you have an appliance
Yes.
We have all the information, yes. So is that you have an appliance and you have your teeth capped, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So just feel, open your heart and feel into that and give yourself an honest emotional and physical reaction to how that makes you happy.
Oh, gosh, I'm blocking.
No, you're not. All of you is on board with the creation of you. So now I want to show you something. We're going to the other scenario.
Okay.
Open your heart.
Yeah.
This is the one where you get the implants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, feel into that, how your mouth looks and feels like you did the last time. Now, how does that feel?
Well, there's actually more breath with the implant, but I don't know what that would look. I haven't got the information yet. But
we're not interested in the information. We're interested in how you feel. You see how you want to go back to your head in the doubt?
Oh, I know. It's that.
Okay. I want you to answer me. Which one felt lighter and more open with more flow? You've already felt into it, so which one felt better?
I don't want either one of them.
Exactly. And so here you are trying to make a decision between two things, neither of which you want, and you wonder why you're blocked.
Mm. Yes.
So the question then is, do you have to have one or the other of these?
Yes, I have
okay.
to have some.
Then you need to accept that.
Yes.
I accept that I have to make a decision between one of these two scenarios. I accept that. See, that's
I don't accept it because what's been coming up for me is grieving and anger that I'm having to deal with this.
Yeah,
so
and that's the four stages of death.
That's the four stages of death?
Well, I can't remember exactly what they are, but one is denial. I don't accept this.
Yeah.
I don't accept I have to make a decision about this. I don't accept I have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't accept my father committed suicide. I don't accept that I don't have any money. Well, you have to accept what is before you before you can have the power to be the God of you to create what you want. You have to accept it. Anything.
Okay. So to accept that, for me, I go, again, maybe going through my head, but I have to believe that what's happened to me is in my highest interest. It's part of my learning curve in life, and it has meaning. So even though I'm grieving the loss of teeth and part of my mouth and this sort of thing, it's the acceptance that there is a meaning in it. It's okay. Like, that's what I'm struggling with is on one level, there's a part of me that says, well, when, quote, bad things happen to good people, so to speak. I mean, I know I've been part of creating through stress and through life choices, cancer, I would say. And then there's another part of me that is really fighting about the consequences of it in terms of loss of teeth and maybe the loss of more teeth and then having to make these difficult decisions.
And everything that you've just mentioned is about acceptance or the lack of. So what if your great lesson in life was to learn acceptance? And all of this helped you do that.
Yes.
Because that's what I'm getting is the highest gift here.
It's the learning of acceptance. That means the learning of accepting of what is.
Yes. This is what is, and this is what I want to create from what is. And I deserve to create what I want from what is after I have accepted it. But you see, what most of us do, as Dana Wiles says, is we keep talking about the problem.
Yes.
The problem is never the problem. The problem is we keep talking about the problem. So you keep talking about not accepting the cancer, not accepting the decisions that you have to make. Instead of saying, okay, this is what I've created so far, I accept it, and now I'm going to create consciously what I want.
Right.
Understand?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Let me just say something here. I think I've got it, but let me say it out loud and let me hear myself in terms of whether I've got it. I've been reading in the mornings A Thousand Names for Joy by Byron Katie,
mm-hmm.
and it's a beautiful reading in terms of accepting or loving what is, accepting what is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to I Am the Creation of Me, which is a far more forceful energy than accepting what is. So, for example, if I don't have enough money for this or if I don't have enough for that, accepting what is and having a loving relationship instead of going into story and being really emotional about it. So what I'm getting is that accept what is and it's okay, and then go, and then part of that is then going into the creation consciously of what I want.
You bet.
But not, don't do that through non-acceptance.
you can't. You literally can't do it through non-acceptance.
Yeah.
Because if you're in non-acceptance, you are fighting it while you're trying to create something out of it.
Right.
You can't create by fighting something.
Okay.
You can only create by accepting something and then moving into a more expanded energy from there. You know, Abraham Hicks says, just think of one better thought, one thought that makes you happier, one take one little baby step. But you have to accept where you're at to do that, to even make that choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's by no chance that you picked up Byron Katie's book, which is about acceptance.
Yes.
You were already starting to follow your intuition around knowing, oh, this is the greatest gift I can give myself in this lifetime. And they're saying if you look at your relationships in your life, you will see a lot about where this applies.
Mm. Well, I'm thinking in particular of my husband in terms of accepting
uh-huh.
what is what, with him and the way he's living his life and the choices that he's making.
Yep.
That's a big one for me. I've always fought what is. Very cleverly and very creatively, so and a socially approved, you know, on the outside it would look like I'm doing something good, but what I'm actually doing is not accepting what is. So I try, I push myself, I use force, I do whatever it takes to try to make the present different.
Uh huh. And that's just, not creating. Let's get clear that's not creating.
No.
Creating is accepting everything that is here in the present and then going, okay, what do I make out of it now? What do I get? How do I get to choose to redirect this into what I want? And there, you know, when I teach the I Love Me Play Shop, I use Play-Doh and I say, okay, everybody... I usually say, make a heart or make an expression of love out of your Play-Doh, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then I say, how many people would fire that piece right now you know, that you totally accepted that you've done exactly what, and nobody's hand goes up.
Mm.
Well, okay, then how are you going to remold that piece of Play-Doh and make it again? That's really all we're talking about. But you've got to look at it and go, you know, I love my heart. Or, you know, I think I could make a better heart. And then you just squish it up and do it. Form
right.
it the way that you want it to be formed. But you have to accept your Play-Doh in the state that it's in right now before you can move on, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So all of this is about acceptance, and we're coming to the end of the call. So I want to accept a solution here. Are you ready to accept a solution?
Yes.
A choice?
Yes.
Okay. So the fact is, you know, you had mouth cancer, and the fact is you're going to need to repair your mouth now. That's your
yes.
creation.
That's yes.
the beautiful opportunity before you now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So once again, go down into your heart and feel into your heart. And when I talk about having the appliance made and having the the caps on your teeth done and everything, just feel into the appliance, feel into the caps on your teeth, feel into your expectation of how that will look and feel for you. Okay, think of the color red.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to laugh for a minute. And now, yeah, good. Drop into your heart and feel into the implants and how they look and how they feel and how you feel with them. Now I'm asking you, if you had to make a choice right now, which one feels better?
Okay, so right now I would go for the appliance.
Okay. So let me be very clear, guys, that when you don't make a choice and a decision and you keep sitting on it and sitting on it and wondering about it and doubting, that is your personal hell. Once you make a decision, the energy opens up and you fly forward.
Yes.
We create our hell by keeping ourselves in a holding pattern. And it never works. So, around everything that we've talked about here today, we're claiming symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light, I am divine love. I'm not getting any other questions or things, but I want to ask you, search your energy. Do you feel clearer? Do you
yes.
feel lighter?
Yes, I feel I feel calmer.
Good.
I feel clearer. The part of the session that holds the most punch for me is around acceptance.
The whole session was leading up to acceptance.
yeah. In that, you know, on one level I knew that, but I had to feel it
mm-hmm.
and go through it today to really understand that. I still have emotion around it. But it's knowing that acceptance is where I want to be with it.
Yes, and that when you feel, and you may not feel this anymore, but if you feel yourself pulling back, remember it's not some woo-woo thing you can't understand. It's your subconscious going, oh, I love you, but I better protect you here because you don't know your God. So
yeah.
Are you accepting that you are your God on this plane and that you are the creation of you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And just talk yeah. to it. Just go, yeah, I know, I love you. That's our old story, but you're coming along with me to tell our new story, which is I'm powerfully and joyfully the creation of me. And when I'm the creation of me, I get to create a lot more love and acceptance in this world for myself and for everyone. Okay, beautiful?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. Oh. This is going to serve so many people.
Oh, it's just so powerful in terms of new little pockets inside of me open up, and I actually have more breath.
Beautiful.
I can breathe more deeply.
Yes, we're all wanting to breathe the breath of life a little bit more, aren't we?
thank you so much
for your service, darling.
You're welcome, and thank you for bringing in the gentleness as part of power as well. That was very helpful as well.
Yes, well, Mother Teresa was very powerful. Gandhi was very powerful, but all of them very gentle.
Yes.
All right, much love to you.
Much love to you. Thanks a lot.
Much love to all of you out there. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Accept it, guys, that I love me, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.
When Les Schwab opened his first tire store back in 1952, he wasn't thinking about how to celebrate his company's 64th anniversary in 2016. It's not that he didn't believe in what he was doing, it's just that, well, he was probably too busy helping a customer. So for our founder's celebration, there's no celebrity appearances, no fireworks shows, just our best tire value promise and some great deals on tires, custom wheels, and more. All February long at Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.